Well, I was wondering, has there been any report of a flying saucer last night around the college?
We had one report out of Colorado just a moment. Did you want the location of that?
Not Colorado. Caldwell.
Oh, Caldwell. Excuse me. No, ma'am, we didn't. Did you see something?
Well, my husband was coming home from work last night about 2:30.
Uh-huh.
And he's coming through the college, you know, and the pickup lit up real bright, you know, and he thought, well, God, I picked up a cop, you know, I wonder what I've done wrong.
Yes.
And so he stopped and got out to see what he'd done, you know. And he said that it was this flying object above the pickup, and it just kind of let out a puff of black smoke and just flew off. And he came in the house scared to death. I was just wondering if anybody else had.
No, we haven't had any reports from there. Of course, that doesn't mean that someone else didn't see it. Do you have a description of the object?
Well, he said it wasn't round, it wasn't square. He said he didn't know how to describe it.
Uh-huh. Would it be possible to get back to him and get a description?
Well...
Or does he want to talk to anyone about it?
He's working.
I see.
Yeah, he'd like to talk to somebody about it, you know, but he said, I didn't believe him. He said, if you don't believe me, nobody else will believe me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I told him I didn't want to believe him, so just don't talk about it. Anyway, it scared my kids to death, so I just assumed not have it talked about it on here when they was up all night because it was scared them so bad.
I see.
But if I could have him call you and tomorrow, all right, and explain it to you?
Yes, we appreciate that very much. Then, of course, if we get any more information on it, well, then we can exchange back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'll have him do that. I'll have him call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, say, my wife called you yesterday about this object up in the air.
Oh, yes, in Caldwell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was coming home from work about a little after 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, when I pulled off the main drag over here, I thought there was a darn cop behind me, followed me about 2 blocks. It was lighting my pickup up brighter all the time. And so I got down there just a block away from the house, and I started watching. See what the devil was matter, and I thought I saw a red light come on, so I stopped. There was nobody behind me at all, just lighting my pickup up, you know, really light, just like daylight out there.
Yes.
And so I got out of the car, and then I heard a little noise in the air, so I looked up in the air, and this big vapor, and this outfit just took straight off towards Hoff's up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can tell you. I mean, it's kind of plain. It just kind of scared the devil out of me when I first seen it.
But you did see an object?
Yeah, I saw an object.
Okay, now did that object have any particular shape?
Just like me, it was kind of square.
Uh-huh.
It had the orange lights on it.
Okay. Did you, by any chance, count the number of lights?
Well, I know there's about 2 to 3 on each side.
I see. Okay.
And the left one, it took off and left the big vapor in the air. And it didn't even follow it, you know, just like a diesel and shift gears.
Yes.
Just let the big diesel, like that in it, and just took off towards Hoff's up there.
Okay, did those lights change color when it took off?
No, I didn't notice it.
They just stayed the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear any sound?
Just when it took off. When it let that vapor go, when I stopped to pick up and climbed out.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of a little rumble is all it was.
Okay. Now, could you estimate the size of that by comparing it with anything?
Oh, heaven knows. You know, I couldn't. It was a pretty good size.
Okay.
Well, you know, looking down here, I mean, I couldn't tell you just how big it was.
Okay, could you estimate how close it was to you?
Well, just above my pickup. It was quite a ways up. I couldn't tell you just how poor it was up, but, you know, I seen a good glimpse just of the light. I mean, I got a good view of the lights. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, uh-huh.
But that's about all I got of it. I couldn't see nothing else.
Okay, now you were attracted by this, the fact that this thing lit up the area around you?
Yeah, I thought there was a car following me.
Uh-huh.
A cop following me. So I just pulled over to the side of the road. I don't know, you know, I thought maybe it might... I wonder what the devil was taking place.
Okay.
What I did, I drove right on down in front of my house here and let my wife see it.
But it followed you right to your house, then?
Well, just block away until I stopped stopped up here to a crossroad.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now I got wonder what the devil was for me, so I got out to find out, because, you know, heck, it was pretty light out there, and I wonder what the devil.
Now, was all this light just behind you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you...
Coming up in there, I got my little, what's it called, something on my camper, and it lighted up the inside of my camper.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that's all you could see at that time was the light.
Yeah, and I thought it was a cop behind me.
I see. Okay. Did you have any problem with your engine at the time this happened? The engine of the truck? Was there any problem with the ignition?
Well, no. I didn't notice.
Did you have your radio on?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't have no radio on or anything.
Did you have any unusual physical sensations while that light was in the area?
Well, it still scared me a little bit. I wonder what the devil I'd done wrong, or, you know, I kind of wondered about the only thing.
Yes, okay.
Everybody might think I'm a liar.
No, well, we deal with these things every day, so...
I told a couple of three guys over at the plant over there, and they, you know... One of them did believe me. He kind of doubted me. He says, I've heard of them, but he says, I've never seen any of them.
Uh-huh. And nothing has happened to you since you saw this thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, I just kind of wondered about it all.
Did you see any openings in this object?
No, I didn't. All I know is when I climbed out to pick up, the lights went out.
And then the thing took off?
Took off and left the big vapor behind it,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you actually see it just disappear in the distance?
Yeah, I just went over so far, and then I couldn't see it no further.
Okay.
Looks like it either went straight up or something. I don't know. Just...
Okay, what was your opinion of these objects previous to this?
Well, I never did. I'm kind of hard to believe in them.
Okay, does this make you a believer?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, it's kind of hard to tell anybody this, because, you know, to think I'm full of talk or something.
Well, okay. We're curious to know where your wife got our number.
That's from the police station.
Police station, okay.
Yeah, she called the police station about it.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and if we get any additional information on this, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, well, it took off toward Napa when I seen just off that way, and then I didn't see it anymore about, it didn't go too far for it to clean out of sight.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can we get back to you if we need additional information on this?
Yeah.
Very good.
You have to get me before 3 o'clock.
Before 3. Okay, sir, we thank you again.
You bet.
Right.
Bye. Have you heard anything like that before? I mean, about them?
Oh, yes. Yes.
About the vapor and everything?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was kind of wondering myself.
Oh, yes, these things are being seen all around the planet.
Huh. Well, that sure gave me a scare last night.
I imagine, yes.
I was kind of shaking. I was shaking, though, you know, when I seen them lights now a little bit. But I never did have a long one, you know, follow me like that. I just shook up the way it was.
Right.
But, I mean, I just a little stunned.
Now, was that object hovering directly overhead?
Yeah, just darn near directly on top of me. Well, you know, I was coming down to the college there. They followed me. Well, it's just a little bit off from me, you know, not very much.
Yes.
It looked like it was just... I'd put it down straight up.
Well, thank you again.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.